I'm Lily Kate. I'm 10 years old, and I go to the Repair Cafe every month. And at the Repair Cafe, if you have something broken, you can bring it in and see if it can get fixed so it doesn't go to landfill.
Young Lily Kate is an old hand when it comes to using a sewing machine. She's equally adept with a needle and thread, and she's putting her skills to good use here at the Latrobe Valley Repair Cafe. Hello, I'm Rachel Lucas. Lily Kate is certainly taking the war on waste message to heart. She's joined a small group of like-minded resourceful volunteers who between them have a variety of fix-it skills. Every 6 weeks they open the doors to the Morwell Neighbourhood House in Victoria's East, and the Repair Cafe is open for business. So what sort of things do people bring into the Repair Cafe?
Well, they might bring in things like maybe a jumper that's broken or a floodlight isn't working, and then someone who'll be there to try and fix it. At the Repair Cafe, I sew different things. I've sewed a few boomerang bags, and I've fixed a jumper and some other things. For some things, I'll use my sewing machine, and then for others, I'll have to do it by hand, depending on the stitch. When I first started sewing, I found it hard to figure out like what sort of stitch I should do. But now I find it kind of easy if I do the ladder stitch or use my sewing machine.
What are the most common things people have wrong with their clothes? Are they missing buttons or are the zippers not working?
The most common thing will probably be that there's a hole of some sort.
So how many people work at the Repair Cafe?
Maybe 10.
And have you all got different special skills?
Yeah, we have Frank who can sharpen knives and different things like that. And then Sean can fix things like floodlights or maybe a blender. And then there's a couple of sewers. Jack, he can tune guitars, but he can also fix different things as well.
Now, you're pretty young. You're 10 years old. Why are you so passionate about this?
Because I've always had this thing for sewing. And then sewing to fix things for other people to make it not go into landfill sort of gives me some joy to see how happy they are to see it fixed and how it's not going to landfill.
I'm Tracy Lund and I'm the manager of Morwell Neighbourhood House. We became aware of the Repair Cafe movement and we looked into that. We put out a shout out for volunteers and we have, I believe, is the youngest volunteer in Victoria that I know of helping us out at only 10 years of age. And we got a great response from people who said, oh, I've actually got skills. I can repair these sort of things or I dabble in this. So we brought them all together and we said to the community, bring us your broken things. You have to be able to carry them, but bring us your broken things. And we've had fantastic things come through and a great lot of love from community. So we've been able to have a conversation there around, can we fix it? Can we mend it? And how do we learn to do that together? How do we help you learn to fix this for yourself? So our repairers work with people to fix or mend their item and they work with them to do it. They don't do it for them. So they show them, you know, the tools you'll need is this, or this is how you might thread the needle, and this is how you would go about stitching that up or fixing this. So that's great. So we're sharing skills. As far as a repair cafe, I do think we are the only one in Gippsland. We're certainly the only one in Latrobe Valley. So our repair cafe is attracting people from across Victoria. We had somebody drive from Phillip Island to come in and she bought her broken glasses and was able to get them fixed here. So that's quite a distance to drive. She was absolutely passionate about finding a way to have her item fixed or mended so that it didn't go into landfill. So the movement is quite strong and it's across Victoria and the country. You're seeing people really look at what they're doing with items and how they might be able to save them or repurpose them so that they don't go into landfill.